And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters here of Let's Talk Hookup, which is right next to the, actually busy this morning, San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Great show today. We have the guys from Two Fish Jigs. We have Bo Danvitas and Captain Matt Brawler. We're going to be talking some fishing here with these guys, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
It's sales event time, and it's happening now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. The Ford year-end sales event has limited-time offers featuring Ford Bronco and Bronco Sport with standard 4x4 capability and goat modes. Goes over any type of terrain. I know people that'll be taking their own Bronco Sport around to tackle their holiday to-do list. Shopping for the perfect gift? How about the Ford Explorer, the all-time best-selling SUV that can fit the whole family this holiday season? Inventory is arriving daily with great selection to take your test drive. Come see the award-winning lineup yourself before the year-end. Hurry into your local San Diego County Ford dealer today.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a fun show today is going to be. The surface iron gurus in the house.
Holy mackerel. And look, Bowdown came bearing gifts, too. Did you see that? Look at that.
I can tell you one thing. Whoever wins that prize is going to have some Pete Gray drool on the outside of the bag. Awfully handsy with that prize today.
Good morning, Bowdown.
The boys.
Good morning, boys.
Matt. Good morning.
Yeah, how's things?
Really good.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a good season this year. Some people didn't like it because we didn't fish as much yellowtail at the islands, but... you know, it was a fun year this year. I'm looking forward to next year already.
Yeah. Look at this. Look at what you brought.
And we've got one new jig in there that we're introducing at the PCS show.
Hey.
We've got the B3 that's just coming out. It's another big jig.
Show it up, man. Show it up there, man.
Where am I showing it?
What do you think? Yeah.
It catches stuff.
Yeah. So what's the uniqueness of the B3?
It's just a different shape, and it's big. It's kind of like heavier. If you guys fish a Giga, it's the same size, but it's a little bit heavier.
It's a big jig.
Yeah,
it is.
It's good for fishing.
Big jig.
Yeah.
Well, we believe that, but you know, a lot of guys like a little bit bigger jig. It stays in the water if there's a lot of current or swell. It also, you know, can wind it pretty good. A lot of guys like to wind too fast these days. Let me tell you, a lot of guys, I don't want to look at Rick right now because I don't know how fast he winds, but I know a lot of guys really want to burn it back in, and we're trying to teach people, slow it down a little.
Slow it down.
Let the jig stay in front of the fish's face and let the jig swim.
Slow as pro.
Ooh, that's a good one. I like that.
But, that's a Ron Lane movie.
Really? Yeah. That's a Ron Lane?
That's his line. Yeah, for sure. So why slow?
Not super slow, but no, but everyone's fishing with these really fast reels now. And when these surface irons were designed, they were designed for slow reels, Jigmasters and 4-0s, and these reels now are three times faster than those reels are. So you need to kind of let the lure do what it's designed to do. Not just.
It's not a Wahoo bomb.
Yeah.
It's not a Wahoo bomb.
You can't wind a Wahoo bomb fast enough, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And a lot of guys talk about they like to wind fast. And it's like, I like to wind fast too, but I like to do what the fish want and what my lure is designed to do. You want your lure to swim right. And if you're just winding fast, your lure is just spinning most of the time.
So there are, this is, by the way, this is the giveaway today.
Yeah, is that table full of lures?
Yeah, table full of lures. Do you vary, is each one of these jigs unique in the speed that you wind them?
Yeah, it's kind of, especially like the JJ 240, 270, and 300, they all have like a sweet spot. It all depends on conditions, too. If the current's pulling hard, you got to slow down a little bit. If it's slack, you might need to slow down a little bit, too. It's kind of just... You have to do what the fish want. That's the biggest thing. Joe Dirt said it the best. You got to do what the consumer wants.
Yeah.
It's not what you want. It's the consumer.
If you're not getting bit, change it. No?
Yeah. That's why we made different variations of just one jig, because you need the right tool for the job. And the same thing's not going to work every single day.
Yeah.
We kind of have the mantra of, golf bag.
Yeah.
And so Brandon's not here, so I'm going to use his name in vain a little bit. He and I had a conversation the other day. He should. He's part of the team. But, when you have a golf bag, if you're a golfer, you have more than one club. And so the idea that, you don't shoot a sand wedge, every shot. You don't shoot a driver every shot.
Sure.
That different places, different conditions. And so what's the right tool? Matt's really taught me that, look at what's going on. And one of the other things is, we like bright colors because we want to see the jig and see what it's doing. So exactly like you're saying, do I got to speed it up? Do I got to slow it down? Well, if I can't see my jig, I don't know what it's doing. I don't know how it's performing in the water. Part of it is the responsibility of the angler. Part of it is the responsibility of the guy who's, on the end of the line. A lot of people think it's just the jig, and the jig is very important. And knowing what it's doing in the water, whether you got to slow it up, speed it down to get it to perform right.
Yeah, for sure. Now, I must say I've never seen a pink surface.
You have now.
I have seen it. It's a 300.
Yep. It is. We kind of like that bubblegum color. That's, a lot of bass guys are fishing that bubblegum, and so it does stand out, doesn't it?
It's cool, yeah.
On the rack, you can see it. So some guys like it. It's not for everybody.
Yeah.
But, it is one of those
some
colors.
Some girls might like it.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, some,
bring them on.
Yeah, but that's just just another color.
It's just another
color. It gets bit.
Yeah.
Why does color matter?
No.
Sometimes. I would say sometimes. Like I said, I want to be able to see my jig, so it matters to the angler. It's one of the reasons why I don't fish a lot of dark colors.
You're going to see that.
You're going to see it. Yeah. And so I want to see it and see how it's performing. If I can see it, the fish can see it. But Wounded Soldier right there, Matt's holding up one of the great colors that a lot of people believe in. You can't see what it's doing in the water very much. And so you want to know you
I
have
hate
a good
jig.
Yeah. That's what you call Wounded Soldier.
Wounded Soldier right there.
Interesting.
For me, I do think there are times calico bass fishing is what certain people are going to say,
sure,
where color does make a difference. Yellowtail fishing, show me a color they won't eat.
Yeah.
There's one color I stay away from, and that's because I haven't tried it, because everybody said stay away from shiny for yellowtail. Don't fish, the reflective colors like chrome. But some guys do, and I've stood next to a guy who's caught fish on a chrome color for yellowtail. I don't know what Matt would say about color. He says it doesn't matter.
Well, the chrome thing's the same thing as like a dark jig to me. I can't see it very well. They'll still bite it, but it looks goofy.
Yeah.
To my eyes, it doesn't look very good in the water.
So it's all about the motion.
It's all about the motion.
Yeah. And what makes good motion when you're fishing a surface iron? What puts that package together?
So that is the million-dollar question right there. That is the thing every jig guy is looking for. And so Matt will walk you through some of the basics, but it's a lot of variables.
Yeah, so what makes a good surface iron is the break in cadence. Every surface iron kind of has its own little cadence, but if it doesn't break away from that certain kick, it kick, 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 and then break out, it's definitely not going to work as good. Yellowtail will basically follow everything you cast at them. You could cast a hot dog with a hook on it, and they're going to look at it for a long ways, but if it doesn't break to the side and make them react, they're never going to eat it. Unless they're really fired up.
You want them fired up.
I prefer them to be fired up.
How do you... Okay, you as the captain of the San Diego, how do you fire them up?
Oh, we throw a lot of bait. We make it rain.
Yeah. Yeah. Get that bait out there.
Yes, yeah. Chum is a huge part of our situation on the San Diego. We are not afraid to throw bait. And that's usually what gets them boiling. Sometimes they're up on their own bait. That's kind of a whole different story there. But for sport boat fishing, we're throwing chum. They're getting fired up on whatever throwing, sardines, anchovies, mackerel. This past year, there was a lot of different bait, and we were throwing it all over the side.
Yeah. So
croaker. We threw a lot of croaker this year. I was taking wells of croaker.
And were they eating croaker?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yellowtail and bluefin boiling on yellowfin croaker. Yeah.
Wow.
Really weird throwing barrels of croaker over the side.
I can imagine. But, hey, that was what was available,
it
right?
It was better than throwing our sardines we needed to fish with over the side.
Yeah. Because you didn't have very many of those.
No. Yeah. So having a good lure to fish with was nice, too, because you weren't running through the bait, too.
Oh. Yeah. So what was this season like on the San Diego? I mean, we kind of, like what Ann Reid referenced to it,
there was some good fishing.
Coronado Island yellowtail.
There was a little bit of that island fishing going on. It was tough for sport boats a lot of times.
Yeah.
The sea lions were definitely wreaking havoc, as usual, but it was... The skiff guys were kind of able to sneak in a lot of times where we had all the sea lions and the skiff guys were catching them. But there was opportunity. This season was definitely a grind.
Yeah.
There was a lot of days where we'd catch them good one day, and the next day we couldn't get back on the spot, or the fish would move 20, 30 miles and we couldn't get to them, stuff like that.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a lot of not expecting to catch anything, but you definitely had some shots. A
lot of offshore. So more bluefin than yellowtail?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time at the islands, but it was still tough. There was days where we'd catch a handful of yellowtail and maybe some bluefin, even though there was a pretty good sign of both. But offshore fishing, yeah, there would be days for limits. We'd go out there and catch limits of bluefin, and the next day we'd catch two. There was a lot of that.
Bodan, did you have some stellar days this summer?
I had some really good days this year.
Yeah, tell us, talk about it.
Well, you know, like Matt was saying, big bonita this year.
Oh, yeah.
They're
still here.
I'm a fan of the bonita. Don't get me wrong. That's one of my spirit fishes. When I saw it up on the wall over there, Pete, the first time in the world headquarters here,
it
made me happy, warmed my heart. You know, if it'll eat the jig, I like it. But, you know, we did do a trip down to Cedros this year, and, you know, everybody does good down there, and a lot of fun down there. Got to the Bay of L.A., got spanked this year down at the Bay of L.A. by Matt. I, you know, did not do well on that. But sport boat fishing this year, got, you know, some trips on the San Diego, on the Mission Bell, and fun to see Cameron, you know, running that boat and owning it. And, you know, for me, islands fishing is where it's at. And so, for me, getting to look at an island for some reason just makes me happier. Yeah, and
me too.
The scenery is better.
You know, Matt will tell you, there maybe was some kelp yellowtail this year. That's one of the things I miss is, you know, kelp paddy yellowtail fishing offshore. I haven't had that in a couple of years. You guys probably have. But, you know, for me, when those fish are out there and, you know, there's nowhere for them to run, they're going to stay by the paddy, and you can kind of just plunk away at them. That, for me, is some of the most fun yellowtail fishing that I haven't had in a while.
Yes. Yeah. Kelp. Speaking of kelp, kelp's really come back at Point Loma. Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Are you seeing it at the Coronado Islands coming back? Because I remember when I was a kid, I mean, there were these thick, lush kelp.
It's not like that. There's still some spots where there's a little bit of kelp and some bull kelp and stuff, but not like the STR used to be. That's not a thing. We get to drive in places where when I started working on the boat, you couldn't even drive the boat there.
Yeah.
We catch a lot of fish in places where there was very, very thick kelp, and there's zero right now.
Yeah. Like in the middle grounds at Lover's Cove and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like thick with kelp.
Yeah. That's not there.
Years.
Nope.
Do you think that's because of the Tijuana River?
I don't know. I'm not very good at it. I just know there's no kelp there.
And it's not coming back like it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. But it's
maybe
kinda
someday it will.
It's kind of opened up some areas for us. It's definitely made it easier. Fishing in the kelp for the average passenger is tough.
Yes.
And where we were fishing, a lot of the yellowtail and bluefin is where the kelp used to be, and there's still plenty of structure for those fish to find, and it's definitely tough in there. Yeah, it's been, those bluefin were crazy. There's so much gear and stuff. It's it's tough to land a bluefin at the Coronado Islands, especially on a sport boat.
What's been fun with that bluefin at the Coronado Islands is, you know, it was that's always been a thing from before you and I were even around. That was always a thing. But never the grade of fish that you guys have caught in there the last couple
man.
Of years. I mean, it was always the, you know, a 12-pound fish with a number 6 hook and, you know, 12-pound line and an anchovy. And there was trophy bluefin.
Yeah, well, I think we caught one.
At the Coronado Islands.
We caught, I think it was like a 70-pounder.
Shit.
Yeah, we caught a 70-pounder and I think it was like 10 fathoms of water. It was kind of gnarly.
So cool.
Yeah.
Anchored up at the islands.
That was actually drifting, but... we weren't drifting very fast, and we were near a lot of gear. I thought we were going to lose that thing. Yeah. But a lot of, like, 30 to 40-pounders, it's tough to land them in there. Between the sea lines, the rocks, the skiffs, the ropes, yeah. The old gear, it's hectic. You're fishing you're fishing in the hood down there.
Yeah, no doubt. Do you think that those bluefin hang out there because their fellow guys are in the pens?
There's something to those pens. I don't know if that's why they're there, but the fish do get around them. Yellowtail, one of our best days of yellowtail fishing was on those tuna pens this year. We were drifting. I'd stopped the boat on two fish. I remember stopping the boat on two fish this year and having to drift for 60.
Wow.
Two fish on the up and down, stop the boat, drift for 60. And they're all like, call them 20 to 30 pounders.
No kidding.
Yeah, that day we had 130, and they were all big ones.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah. So there were some stellar standout days.
Yeah, but the next day I think we caught 40 or something. So,
oh, darn.
Yeah.
Darn.
Now,
just a day for 40.
Well, for a lot of people, that's a slow day now.
Well,
which
it's
is
not.
It's,
yeah,
it's
that's
definitely
not. A
not.
Slow day.
It's crazy.
Especially
it's,
when it's that grade.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the grade was excellent. Yeah. But it's crazy to think that 40 fish nowadays isn't a stellar day when... When I started working on the boat, when I started fishing on the boat, when I was working at Fisherman's Landing when I was 13 or 14, if the San Diego caught 5 yellowtail, I was trying to skip school and go fishing.
Yeah, if there was a shot to catch a yellowtail, you read that report in the Union Tribune,
yep.
You know, and if there was a shot, the boat was full the next 4 or 5 days,
because
there was a chance, and now... 40, 30 pounders and just,
that's all right.
Hopefully we'll get them better tomorrow.
Yep.
So, Bodan, how did you come about with two fish jigs? How did you put this team together?
That is, I'm going to say it's a miracle, Pete. I mean, it's a miracle. Well, that's one of the things we're going to say.
That's kind
of
what you do.
That is what I do. But that reality of, it started with me tinkering. It started with me wondering, you know, I'm getting tired of, you know, buying jigs because they're expensive. And then I'm getting tired of buying jigs that I can't figure out, why aren't they working? And so it really started with me trying to figure out what makes a jig swim. Started with me casting jigs, and by casting I mean pouring the metal and making a sandcast jig. And, you know, Matt can tell you, some of the first ones I did were not that exciting. They were not good jigs. And so Matt and I started talking about jigs and talking about what shapes.
So you were
about,
just a passenger on the
boat? I was just
a
passenger, you know, just a lump on the boat trying to figure out how to fish in San Diego.
But a passenger that loved it.
Yeah, I grew up in Minnesota fishing, you know, land of 10,000 lakes. And so I grew up fishing, and when I came out here, it was like, first time I caught a surface iron yellowtail, I was like, I want to do that. That is what I want to do. Enough of this crappie fishing and bluegills and bass. Let's fish for, you know, a yellowtail with the surface iron. And once I started kind of figuring jigs out, trying to figure out what makes a better jig, you know, and figuring out shapes, figuring out hole placement, figuring out what size rings to put on them, figuring out what kind of hooks. But that shape, everybody's chasing the perfect shape. Everybody's chasing, you know, I want the perfect. And then started CNCing lures, you know. First I tried to, you know, do it. It took me 4 hours to CNC my first lure on the machine I had. And, you know, really was a struggle, if I'm honest about it. A lot of failure. A lot of that did not work. And chasing shapes. And finally, with Matt's help, we settled on this, you know, shape of the JJ. And I really kind of believe it. It's a similar shape to a lot of other jigs that were produced a while ago. And I just think it's a shape that holds up. There's some ability to have some variation. Even we make it bigger, we make it smaller, you know, so they kind of go 10% bigger. We started out with the JJ size at 240, and then we moved the hole placement. We started doing the 270 and the 300. Then we did, you know, the LJ. Then we did the Giga, and then we did the Mini. So those are all 10% up or down from that JJ original size. And
the basic shapes of the jigs are pretty much the
they're
same.
All identical because those are CNC'd. The shape is identical. It's just 10% bigger, 10% smaller, and that's what the miracle of technology can do for you. You can scale things bigger or smaller.
So, for clarity reasons, for the people that are listening and aren't sure, 10% bigger and smaller on the LJ and the Mini, but the 240, 270, 300s, those are not 10% increments. Those are the same lure.
Those are identical. It just has to do with the hole placement. The nose hole is 0.240 of an inch from the nose, and then 0.270, and then 0.300. And like we talked about in golfing, changing that hole placement gives you a different performance in the water. It is the same basic kick, the same basic motion, but as it goes up, like Matt said, if conditions are a little different, you can have a different tool, and we really believe in that. Now, you can ask Matt, how much of the time do you fish a 240?
A lot.
That's number one.
That's where I start, definitely where I start. The 240 pretty much lives on my fishing rod, and if I notice that I'm not getting bites or I feel like the conditions are a little different, that's when I start switching it up.
Now, what does the larger or smaller number, 240, 270, 300, what does that do to the lure? Like, does it make it stay in the water better? Is it faster wind? Is it slower wind? Like, what does the number associate to the end result-wise?
So the number is obviously the hole placement, and the higher the number, the further the hole is back. So it creates a little different pivot point. So if you're trying to speed it up, I usually go with the 240. If I'm slowing down, I start getting the higher numbers. If I'm going 300, I'm definitely letting the lure do more of the job than me doing more of the job. So I'm slowing down a little bit and feeling the lure and kind of seeing how it performs in the current.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up there. We talk. So hold that thought because we have a lot to talk about.
We
have a lot to talk about.
For
sure. And, lot to talk about. And this phenomenal giveaway here.
Yeah.
It's like Christmas all over again.
We love Christmas. Love Christmas. Yeah.
You can tell this is going to be a good info show because I look down at the clock. Oh, man, we're late. We need to get all of it. We're going to have a great show today. Lots of great info. Clearly having these two boys in the studio this morning. If you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, give us a call at 833-288-0973. One more time, the phone number, 833-288-0973. We're standing by at the fan this morning to take your phone calls. Also, you can text the show. We've had a lot of really good text message questions already coming through, and we have 2 hours of your text this morning. If you want to join us on that, the only way to send in a text is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download if you don't have it already. It's the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. You can catch all the archive shows. You can listen to Let's Talk Hookup on your drive home from work by just firing off that Let's Talk Hookup app and hearing all the past shows. And it's the only way to text in your questions to Matt and Bodan today. When you do, make sure you include your contact info, because as we talked about, the boys have brought us a whole pile full of beautiful two fish jigs, and one lucky caller or texter is going to win those. So if you send in your text, we want to make sure to be able to get that back to you. How it works is at the end of the show, we're going to draw one potential winner from the caller side, one potential winner from the texter side, and then Bodan's going to flip that prize coin that'll designate whether the winner is a caller or a texter, and you are going to have a custom bag of hand-picked two fish jigs.
$250 worth of jigs right there?
Well, probably that or more.
Very generous.
An amazing prize for one lucky caller or texter. Again, if you want to get your shot to get through, it's 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is the Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
It may be winter in Southern California, but those of us who live here know it's a great time of year to go fishing, and certainly not time to put your gear away. This is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay, the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. This is the ideal time for bay bass fishing, and I get the inside scoop from Johnny. Heck, he will even rent you one of our killer blue skiffs. This is also a good time to go work on your reels, and Doug is the man for that job. If big largemouth bass are your bag, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. They have all the right stuff and live bait for a perfect day on the lake. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is super cool too, for both freshwater and saltwater tackle. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is on Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you, or learn more at AFCO.com.
Here's exciting news from Baker Marine and Fujinon. For a limited time, get $175 of instant savings on the Fujinon TSX 1440 stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Talk about the perfect gift for anyone that spends time on the water, or the perfect time to finally get your pair. Now is the best time to upgrade your gear to a pair of Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and they service all brands right at their San Diego Shelter Island location. The Fujinon TechnoStabi TSX 1440 is the best value in stabilized binoculars, period. They deliver rock-steady vision, even in rough waters. And now, for a limited time, get an instant rebate of $175. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they'll be there when your binoculars need service. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and grab your instant savings now. This offer ends soon, so get your pair from Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear. Spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor. Call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online, katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. No surprise. Busy on the phones. Everybody decided to talk to Matt and talk to Bodan and maybe even win this giant pile of two fish jigs. Again, if you want to get your shot today, 833-288-0973 is how you do it.
Yeah, Kyle's standing by, and there's a line open. Of course, if you want a better chance to get through, the phones are the key. So 833-288-0973. Well, let's jump into those phones.
You got it, man. How about we start it off this morning with Alex? He's called us from San Carlos this morning. Good morning, Alex. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. So I just got a question on as far as, like, picking out the right jig. You know, I probably go out maybe, like, once a month during the summertime. But I definitely am not skilled enough to be able to, like, read the water or anything like that. So I guess the question would probably be more for Captain Matt. Like, when we get on your boat, like, how would you suggest that an angler goes and, like, picks out the right jig for the conditions?
So current is the big thing a lot of times, current and, like chop. Chop can be a killer for the surface iron. For me, like we were just talking about, I start off with the 240. If I don't know anything about what's going on, that's where I start. If I notice that my jig's coming out of the water or, it feels slack. If you look at the back of the boat and the lines are just screaming off the back of the boat, there's a lot of current. Or if you see like a buoy or something, that when we're driving around, I'm always looking at the buoys. I'm looking at the foam lines and I'm trying to see which direction the current is going. For the most part, like I said, I start at the 240. If we're going up to North Island, I might switch to the Giga or the B3 when it comes out. Just cause that's
a little choppier up there.
Yeah. The weather side of the islands can be really weird for a surface iron just because there's push and pull. The waves will be hitting the island and coming back. So your lure gets pushed and pulled by those swells, and it can be really weird on a surface iron, especially like our style surface iron, which is kind of has a scoop back. The JJ is more of like a flatter calm weather. In the lee of the islands, the rock pile, middle ground, stuff like that. If I know we're going to go up to North Island, I'm probably going to tie on a Giga or this B3 when it comes out, just because it performs better in that chop.
B3 is a big one.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Heavy line. I think the first fish I caught on it was a 130-pound bluefin on this. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a B3 and a Giga, or why would somebody use one versus the other?
They definitely swim different. It's more of like a – it's not – the Giga and like the 240, it's kind of like a pattern. They have a pretty distinct pattern. That B3 is going to kind of wander a little bit more. It's definitely, it's definitely more erratic, a bigger, side to side, it's got a bigger area.
Yeah, so they're the same length. So both the B3 and the Giga are the same length, the same profile. But like Matt said, it is going to swim different in the water. Some of it comes to preference. A lot of guys like that bigger lure, especially if they don't cast the surface iron a lot. Because it's a little bigger, heavier, it's easier to cast. And a lot of guys are going to like that, especially if they're down at Cedros or down at Bay of L.A. and they're, you know, casting the surface iron all day. Mm-hmm. And they want to be able to, you know, huck that thing as far as they can do it. And, you know, those bigger profiles, I think, get noticed a little bit more. I don't know what Matt would say. And you can talk to Danny Wade. I've been talking to Danny Wade a lot lately. And, you know, that idea of a little surface iron at La Jolla. But for me, I like those big jigs. And I think Matt said it really well. Start at a 240. If you have questions to the caller, you know, start at a 240. And if it's not working, change it up. But that is the starting place for a lot of people. Even Matt told me one time, he put a percentage on it one time. He said, that 240 is going to be tied on my rod. He said, a lot? Well, it's on there almost every day.
Almost every day.
Yes.
So, but... For that, you said you would start with a 240, and is it if you're not finding the bites when you think you should be, that's when you change, or is it a condition thing where, like, if that lure is not staying in the water, would a 300 stay in the water better, or is it almost the opposite where a 300 would stay in the water better, but a 240 gives you better
so it could go both ways. If I feel like conditions aren't letting my lure perform right, like if I know what my jig swim's like, at least with the 240, like I know what that's gonna do. If you have a baseline, you can go from there. But if the conditions, I feel like the current's pulling a little too hard, or my lure's, as I'm winding my lure, it's starting to spin more, then I'll switch, or I'll switch my cadence. And then I talk about this a lot, is body language of the yellowtail. Mm-hmm. If the guy's chumming, and these yellowtail are basically jumping out of the water, they look mad. They're running around really fast. I want a lure that I can probably wind a little bit faster. If I see them up and we're chumming anchovies or something and they're up milling and sucking on the surface, they're not going crazy, I might want to try a 300 because I'm going to wind that a little bit slower so I can keep it in their face and let them slip up.
So the 240, you feel you can wind faster than the 300?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a
lot.
Yeah,
these are small differences.
Yes,
right?
Yeah. It's not. I'm not cranking like a yo-yo jig, but a little bit of touch faster or touch slower can make all the difference in the world.
And what reel are you fishing with this?
Trinidad 20A. That's where I live.
Trinidad
40 pound mono. And that I don't know of a better reel to fish with.
So your jig preference might change, but your jig reel doesn't.
Yeah, that's it. If we're yellowtail fishing, especially at the Coronado Islands or La Jolla, occasionally I'll fish 50 pound if I know we're fishing big ones, or I know we might be in structure or something, and that's when I fish the Giga or the B3 on the 50 pound. Because there's a little bit bigger hook, and I fish a Trinidad 30 for that. But Trinidad 20A, 40 pound, that's really all you need.
that's cool.
And what rod are you fishing?
I have a lot of G6. I probably have over 20 different jig rods. But this past season I fish an Alua a lot, all kind of different variations. This past season there's a ESM Alua that my buddy Todd gave me, and that rod's really nice. That lived on the boat this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
10 feet.
10 foot. It's kind of a glass composite, mainly glass, but it has a graphite butt. So it's kind of light in the hands, but it's got some beef to it. For me, I like to have a little bit beefier rod when we're fishing islands just because of the sea lines and the structure and stuff. I want to hook them and get them in quick.
What about you, Bodan? What's your weapon of choice?
Great question. I started with a Graphfighter, a Calstar Graphfighter 100J, and it still is my favorite. But as Matt said, I do own more than 20 jig sticks. I'm not a glass guy, but I'm starting to bend to that a little bit. Uh-huh. I am starting to look at it, but as Matt said, to fight the fish. It having that graphite and the power to pull that fish, I like that. I don't want to fish with a noodle. I really don't. And the rods for me are about delivering the jig. And so I want to deliver it a little faster, too. I want to push that jig out there and get the cast out there versus having to take my time with the fiberglass rod. For me, though, a Lua is good. I also have a UC. Wahoo that Matt wrapped for me that has a little special place in my heart for it. It's got a little chartreuse on it. So, colors on your rod. You got to ask that, Pete. Does that make a difference? Does color on your rod?
It could. What about the reel and the line on your
rod? I do fish a Trank 500 sometimes. Yeah. I do like Matt said, a Trinidad 20 is fun. I just hate packing the line, and so that Tranks makes it real easy. I'm kind of lazy on some of that stuff. And
you're fishing it with straight Power Pro?
No, I fish mono. I am a mono guy 100%. Right. These guys have convinced me that if you throw a jig, fish mono. You pick out backlashes easier. It casts smoother. There is never a time I fish a jig with Spectra.
Okay. Does it have something to do with the float of the mono, too, do you think?
For me, it's the stretch.
It's the stretch.
I like the feel of the straight Power Pro or braid with the surface iron. I like to feel. I like to be able to feel the jig on the end of my rod. The bites are crazy violent, but these surface iron, it's just like the slower reel. They were designed on slower reel. They're also designed on mono. You need that shock absorption. You need the stretch to keep the hook in the face, not bend out your hooks. And it's just easier on your body. Yeah. Way easier on your body.
You have a good text, huh, Rick?
Yeah, I definitely do. Let me pull it right back up. This one was from Jake in Carlsbad. Hey, I'm really excited to hear the boys from Two Fish Jigs talk surface iron this morning. I wanted to ask if you could provide a little bit more information about the B3. Will this model be available in both CNC and cast versions? Is there any chance of getting it before the shows? And also, where did the design come from? That's all from Jake.
It's a great question. So, is it going to be available before PCS? No. PCS is the beginning of that jig. We have given out a couple online with some things, and so there may be another giveaway on the website. We got a giveaway here, so you can call and become a winner here. It will be available at all of the landings after the PCS show, and they will ship it to people. If they call in to Fisherman's, I know Fisherman's has good customer service, and we'll get it to people. Seaforth will have it, and we'll give it to people too. That B3 is something we've been tinkering around for a long time, and wanting to finally branch out with the CNC. It won't be available originally in a sandcast jig. It's going to only be available in a CNC lure. It just takes me a long time. Since I am the production, I can only produce so many sandcast lures. There may come a day where we sandcast it, but right now I don't see that coming in the cards.
And you're going to have a booth at PCS, obviously.
We are going to have a partnership.
So
they will be available through Fisherman's Landing.
Okay.
And so Fisherman sells all the jigs. We also will have some other jigs at PCS. Through one of the booths, we're going to put it all on social media, and they'll be available, the things we don't sell, through Fisherman's.
Okay.
So Fisherman's doesn't stock the Jumbo J, which we also make, and we will have some CNC yo-yo jigs that Fisherman's doesn't have to.
You guys have made some really cool yo-yo jigs, both in cast versions and CNC versions, and we all get so excited and used to talking about how good those surface iron swims, and surface iron's everybody's favorite way, and it's the coolest way to cast and hook a yellowtail. Some of the unsung heroes that you guys make are your yo-yo jigs, and it's just it's easy for it to get swept behind because It's so exciting to cast a surface iron, especially a bright chartreuse one, and see a yellowtail streaking across the side of the boat to eat that thing, and everybody gets fired up. But the yo-yo jigs are
catches more yellowtail than anything.
Totally.
Matt will probably tell you, yellowtail often live at the bottom. And they're living close to the structure down there is what a lot of people will tell you. They come up when they're feeding and when they get excited by bait, but they live at the bottom. And so having a yo-yo is a very effective way. And I think it's fun. Some of these other guys don't think it's as much fun.
definitely not.
I still think it's fun. But, you know, that idea of it's a lot of work, too. Yeah. So we do have a brass. We call it the brass monkey. And we wanted to use brass. Not because it's more expensive, which it is. Brass costs a lot more than zinc, which is the other heavy. But brass is a little bit heavier than zinc, and so it gets down there a little bit quicker. And we really like that compact shape of the brass monkey. We think it gets down there quicker and gets you in that zone. But you got to know what to do with it. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, once again, just like a surface iron, you know, yo-yo means put it down on the bottom, crank it up, you know, 20 cranks or so, depending on your reel, drop it back down, and stay in that zone as much as you can.
All right.
Good info. Hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It is time for the Catch Report, sponsored by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It is the place to fill up your car, your truck, or your boat with the lowest in gas and diesel prices. Hey, did you know that Summit also is the greatest places to get the lowest price on ice and snacks before your trip? Over 40 snacks for just 89 cents, as well as sandwiches, frozen bait too. Ice is nearly half the price of the other places at only $3.99 for a 25-pound bag. You can get 100 pounds of ice for free with a 35-gallon fill. It's Summit Gasoline, free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the lowest prices in gas at the San Diego Sports
Center. And a $6 great car wash, too.
That's a good spot, yeah. Man. No doubt about it. Hey, we're going to find out what's going on the water. We got Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing is on the line. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing?
We're having fun times in here this morning, talking to San Diego and two fish jigs, and just want to know what's going on at Seaforth.
Well, we've had some great fishing since last time we talked to you guys. Throughout the week here, all the bonita you could want on both those half days, the mid, you know, the one a days, the two a days, the sea watch on those three quarter days, catching bonita, bass, bottom fishing. It's been, Tribute finished out their season last weekend. They went out with limits of bluefin there and very good bottom fishing, so about all you could want there. Those guys are taking a break now, getting the boat ready for next season, if there's a break. And it's looking like we might have some great fishing for a while here, although we do have some weather. Looks like it might be rolling in next week, and hopefully that doesn't change things too much. But check the schedule. We've got plenty of trips coming up this next week there. We got those half days. During the week, we have those mid-morning departures, 8:30 departures. We also have, so actually, I take that back. This upcoming week, we have morning and afternoon with the holiday week coming up here. We got morning and afternoon. Got those 7 to 4 trips on Tuesday. We got one on Friday, next Saturday. Looking into next month, as things roll on there, the Tribute's going to be back out on the water. They'll be running those Baja Coast trips. So definitely check out the website, seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. And it's definitely that time of the year where if you're looking for something for those fishermen in your life, come down, get a gift certificate, sign them up for a trip, get them out there fishing, because this was a spectacular year, guys.
Awesome. Well, certainly, like you said, I mean, it's just crazy to see this level of fishing this late into December. I mean,
pretty amazing.
Unbelievable half-day fishing, and like you said, up until the very last trip that got off the dock, tuna fishing, still having great fishing before boat race. It's been a wild time, and like you said, it's still going. Like I said, I'm sure we'll get right through this little bit of weather we got coming up and get right back to catching. Well, Marcos, if somebody wants to take advantage of fishing, especially right now, holiday time, people in from out of town, jump on the half day this afternoon. Go catch bonita. I mean, you have somebody in from out of town.
Nice weather.
Beautiful weather and wide open bonita fishing. No, there's no better way to introduce somebody to what's going on right now.
Bodan might be on there.
Especially if they're coming out of one of those, you know, other parts of the country where there's snow.
Totally. Snow and minus one.
Yeah. If you really want to flex on your family that's in the snow right now, take them out for 70 degrees in the afternoon and wide open surface bonita fishing.
They'll be jealous.
Yeah. Well, Marcos, a great job, buddy. Sure appreciate it. Another very fun round of reports at Seaforth. One more time, shoot us the way if somebody wants to join you and get in on this fun fishing.
Seaforthlanding.com. We've got our full schedule up there for all those trips through this month. And like I said, we're starting to schedule some trips for next season, too, if you're looking at some of those longer Baja Coast trips. call the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to help you guys out, get you or that fisherman in your life out fishing.
Great job, buddy. Appreciate it very much, Marcos. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. That's going to wrap up our Catch Sports, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing orders for your long-range trip. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest in customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure you make that reservation today. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. A bunch of phone calls, really good texts. You stay tuned. It's more with Bo, Dan, and Matt. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Three kayaks, six surfboards, 10 rods, and one truck bound for Baja. That's where my brother and I's most recent quest into the Baja Peninsula began, in search of waves, fish, and fun. We are able to transport all the kayaks, rods, and boards without straps due to the easy transportation of the Hobie iTrack inflatable kayaks. We brought a tandem and two singles, the I-9 and 11, and they were totally enough to get all six of the boys onto some of the best halibut and grouper fishing of their lives. Now, you might be thinking, three kayaks? I thought a tandem and two singles would only be able to fit four people. Well, a simple lawn chair on the back of the kayak was enough to turn the two single kayaks into tandems. Catching upwards of 100 fish a day in the mangroves, ranging from 15-pound grouper to tons of legal halibut, we had our fill and headed back to the States. Check out the full video of this trip on our YouTube channel, Fastlane SC, or come by our shop in Mission Bay and check out a Hobie inflatable kayak. See you soon.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. All our open party trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fun with the boys from Two Fish Jigs. It's been a very busy morning. If you want to get through on the phones, the only way to do it is 833-288-0973.
Let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. They're packed solid. We're going to this time talk to Randy. He's calling us from New Mexico this morning. Good morning, Randy. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Great show as usual. I love listening to your show.
Hey. Thanks.
I've been fishing for a while. I'm in my mid-60s, been fishing since I was a kid out in the ocean. I consider myself to be a fairly capable bait fisherman. I've always had problems with throwing the surface on it. I had a lure with a newel reel, and I ended up selling it. It's too big around. I just never was confident with it. And, you know, I'd like to get back into it. I'd like to know what your suggestion is for me for a setup and a jig. I have the wheel. I have the Trinidad 20.
Perfect.
And I have 800M, 800H, 800XH. But I just wonder, should I go with something a little larger but not longer but not, you know, quite as beefy as my Alua, maybe a baby Alua or something from CalStar that would be, I don't know, more suitable for me.
What do you guys think?
My starting point is always for someone is a glass 90J. CalStar glass 90J. That is like
easy.
It's a good starting point. It's not super heavy. It's beefy enough to catch big fish, light enough to catch small fish, and you could fish almost any size jig on it.
CalStar 90J.
CalStar Glass 90J. That was my first jig stick. But that's where I tell people to start. That's a good starting point for basically anybody. Anybody could fish that rod.
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. I think I love that he called and said, I'm a good bait fisherman, but, you know, fishing the jig, I get frustrated. And, you know, the thing I would say is practice, practice, practice. That's one of the things. Don't just expect to walk on a sport boat, pick up a jig stick, and be able to wing it all day long.
Right.
You got to practice picking out a backlash. You know, I get them still. I won't look at Matt and make eye contact. But, you know, everybody gets a backlash. And everybody, you know, has those moments where, you know, the fish are boiling. You get too excited. And you goof up. And so how can you practice? How can you train your thumb? I think your thumb is your most important thing. Everybody focuses on the rod. Everybody focuses on the reel. Your thumb is the part. Matt showed me his casting thumb one time. Maybe he'll hold it up for the camera. It looks different than his other thumb.
Yeah, yeah, it does.
Spool coverage.
Yeah.
And that's where I just think, you know, your thumb is your most important thing. Getting to know, even knowing, okay, I got to stop that cast because it's getting away from me. You know, there are things that, you know, you think let the rod work, let the reel work. But if you as the angler aren't controlling it, so tie on a 2-ounce weight, tie on a 3-ounce weight, go to your park, cast.
Practice
and get good at, you know.
Take one of your old jigs and cut the hooks off.
One of the guys said is you got to practice with something behind you because on a sport boat, you know, there's other people. You got to be careful. You got a hook in that thing. So I wouldn't cut the hook off because, you know, if you hook it on somebody, if you hook it onto the gaff, if you hook it onto, you know, the window, if you hook it onto another passenger, that's dangerous stuff. Safety is important. And being able to do it, that's why a lot of guys will say, stay in the bow. Stay in the bow because there's less people up there. Well, now I go out on the boats and there's more guys in the bow than there are on the back sometimes. And it gets frustrating. But knowing how to cast on a busy, crowded sport boat.
Picking the right jig, too. And I got to say,
yep.
These two fish jigs, they swim really well, and they're easy to fish.
Keep saying that, Pete. We love
it. I'm just saying, I'm not a big jig fisherman. I love surface iron fishings, but I'm not the most successful jig fisherman in the world. But these things get bit.
Yeah.
I mean, and they work for me, right?
And the other thing I would say to the caller and to any jig fisherman is, I've learned something about jig fishermen. You got to be a little stubborn. You got to be a little committed to fishing a jig. Yeah. A lot of guys who fish the jig. And
do you fish bait at all when you go fishing?
No,
Matt. No. I mean, talk to Danny.
He drives me crazy.
Will you put a bait on?
Yes. Man? Yeah. I have. There are a lot of trips I take where I don't even bring a hook out.
Yeah.
I mean, so that way I can't.
Danny Wade.
We'll be rock cod fishing in 300 feet, and he'll be casting a surface iron.
Well, again, that's not the right.
Well, it's not, but once again, are you doing it for practice? Are you doing it to keep doing it? And for me, I just love making a cast.
Yeah.
You know, I love making a cast. And, you know, for me, fishing is all of those things that go into it. Yeah. You know, casting, being on the water, reading the water, looking at the conditions, listening to the captain, and working with your other passengers.
The tackle guy in me won't be able to not say this, and I have to. And as if this to me sounds like a caller that is aware of his gear and is a pretty good fisherman and knows that he's bait fishing.
Yeah.
If the tackle is what is creating the problems, I would highly suggest buying a Tranx 500.
Yeah.
Brawla said it best. A Trinidad 20 is the single best performance surface iron casting reel in the world. It's the best that's ever been made. A Tranx is not a distant second place, but it is incredibly user-friendly. And nobody drives a race car after they get their permit. And if you know that tackle is the part that you're struggling with some, you can buy that reel today and adjust the braking systems and put it into the hands of somebody that just has a basic concept of casting a conventional reel. Thumb on, thumb off. The brakes will do the rest. You might not achieve the same distance out of the box that Brawla is going to achieve on day one, but what you will happen is you will have a considerable amount less casting problems. And then as you become a very proficient surface iron fisherman, then put that thing to the side and make it your backup and plug your Trinidad 20 in as a number one. But you will have a way more user-friendly time with a Tranx 500 and a Glass 90.
You'll master the mechanics. That's the biggest thing. The mechanics are huge.
Well, let's talk about eating for a second, because I know we all love to eat. And one of the great places, and I know you hang out there, Charlie's Landing, right there at Seaforth.
I've been there a couple of times.
Yeah, that place is so awesome. I mean, their smash burger is
it's
beyond good. And their fish tacos. And here's the thing. You can get them fried or you can get them grilled. Fish tacos, whichever way you prefer. They have fantastic salads. Their shrimp tacos. Breakfast. I mean, you want to get some good breakfast? Breakfast burritos are pretty off the wall, right?
Oh, yeah, they're good.
Yeah, they're really good.
I still think their coolest deals, if you're holding a ticket for any trip at a Seaforth Sport Fishing, from a whale watch to a long-range trip, if you've got a ticket in your pocket and you buy an entree, they'll buy your first cold one for a buck. Any beer for a dollar, your first one, if you're buying anything from those guys. And, yeah, the food is incredible, but just the atmosphere at Seaforth is cool. It's such a fun landing, and they've got all that seating outside. You can watch the boats come in and out, and it's just a really cool spot.
Yeah, hang out there, watch Matt bring them a whole bunch of fish back in the afternoon,
so.
Something like that, and just that whole atmosphere. But Charlie's Landing, really a great place, great atmosphere, and super, I might mention too, super reasonable price.
Yeah. Another fun thing with people in from out of town, man, show them what you're into, go down to Landings and get some fun food while you're at it.
Hey, yeah,
when we come back, we got another hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. It's going to be a text message as we say goodbye to our friends on the fan, but we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming to you on the Let's Talk Hookup app, as well as Facebook and YouTube Live.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel, great service, and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
Rock Todd Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Truett West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it: fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf's Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like 2 free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, danawharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County.
Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris, invites you to experience the magic of Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, the breathtaking scenery, the warm community, and the truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge, just steps from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris. You will be fishing in pristine, pressured waters for Chinook, king salmon, halibut, lingcod, and much more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty. We pride ourselves on creating an unforgettable venture that turns first-time guests into lifetime friends. You will come for the fishing, and you will come back for the memories. We are booking now. Call us at 1-877-815-2892 or visit our website, qcsafaris.com. Find us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where adventure and friendship meet.